Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mighty and moving by the Holy Spirit with good things in his heart, good things on his mind to show us as he speaks to us in the heart. The Lord has good things in store. As we take him at his word and hear him out, there's so many wonderful things that we are able to learn. And the way we measure it, it'll be measured back to us. So if our focus, we ended the last broadcast talking about focus. As we focus on the Lord, we're hearing the word of God in spirit and in truth. See, the word of God, the essence of God's word, the rightly divided word, you know, years ago in the classes I used to take, the courses I took, theology courses, we had a class called Rightly Dividing the Word of God. And it recognized the times, the dispensational periods, who was being addressed, who was doing the talking. See, sometimes God is doing the talking, and he's talking to people about something. You know, all these things were recognized, and then it was everything that was recorded so that we could learn the living principles of God's word. And as we go forward in the things of God, our lives become greater and greater and more stable. The Lord addresses the concerns that we're, you know, things that we're concerned about. He addresses our need, helps us to go forward. All of our concerns, God takes them very serious. The things that we desire, he takes that serious. The people we pray for, he takes that very seriously. So your prayers avail much. The people we minister to, he does it with dedication and on purpose. And he has living words to speak. In the last few broadcasts, the Lord had me talking about how it's important to have faith in what he has you doing. If you doubt what you're doing, you don't want that doubt. If you doubt, with the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. If your doubtful concerns are strong enough, you're going to speak them. And it will work to neutralize your word. Because the way we measure the word of God is the way it's measured to us. And the people you're ministering to, if you doubt them, and if you doubt that they're going to follow through with their part of God's word, see, there's a God's side and a man's side. Whatever we do for the Lord, we need to fully believe it. The more we believe it, the more we can prosper by the word of God. The more we take him at his word, the way we measure is measured back to us. The more we receive, the better we live. The more we love, the more we live. See, love helps us to see the insight of God's word. Because we love him, we can detect more of his word. We can receive it more than we're able to measure it greater. Everything works together in the kingdom of God. Everything. Even the people are joined spiritually. Sometimes you know you feel connected to people and that you've never met. You can feel a connection because you love God and that spirit bears witness to the Holy Spirit in you. Without word spoken, you know that's your brother, sister, or because they are children of God. Some ministries that you hear, there's a connection going on. Because sincerity attracts sincerity. And it's important to understand these things, these principles. And it's also important in relationships with others when you notice that people are connected spiritually. It's worth it to seek the Lord about what kind of a relationship should you have with the person. Sometimes the Lord is trying to bless you to be friends, sometimes a mentor, sometimes a teacher, sometimes a student, sometimes just a good lifetime friend. One of the Psalms said that the Lord put people in families. So never underestimate what the Holy Spirit can put together. And if you're seeking a spouse, you really need to seek the Lord about that. That's too important to make a haphazard decision, because once you make the covenant, God recognizes. See, when we trust God, we're trusting Him with our lives. If we trust Him, if we take Him at His word, and we believe His word, we act on His what He's given us. We do that because we trust Him with our lives. And sometimes we have to trust God with our children. We have to trust God in our situation. We trust Him with what's important to us. We're taking Him at His word because we believe that we can win if we do what He say do. Faith looks to God. And trust takes a position. It takes God at His word, but it relies on Him. And then there's a peace in relying on the Lord. But it's dormant until you act on it by your faith. See, the just lives by his faith. We live by our faith because we trust God. Or we live by our faith because we trust His word, which is the same as trusting God. And the things that He put on our heart, just like we trust the word, we have to trust the words of the Holy Spirit personally to us, whether we receive it by the Holy Spirit within, or the Holy Spirit within another. See, all the words of the Holy Spirit is detectable. Now, Jesus included every way God speaks. He said, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Father. And we see it in Habakkuk 2 and 4, he said, the just shall live by his faith. So we believe God's word, however He delivers it to us. Even the strange messenger, even the people that he used that we don't know, people that we don't know whether to approve or not, we can judge the word that they speak. And we're still required to mix faith with it and trust God there. We trust God because we detect his voice and the messenger he used to get the message to us. You don't always have the convenience of knowing that person. But you do know the God who's behind the message. And a lot of people miss God because they look at the messenger. See, your focus got to be on him. When I'm asking the Lord for questions, my questions, and I'm listening for his answer, whoever he uses is who he chooses. If he chooses to use them, that's good enough for me. I don't believe in pride. I believe in life. So to help things along, knowing that I can fail, knowing that my focus might change, I continue to say that I will do all that's in his heart, so that when I'm challenged, the Lord may be speaking and using some unusual person, and there's a challenge to believe the word, I'm more apt to take God at his word if I'm in agreement, if I steady myself to be in agreement with him by speaking that I will do all that's in his heart. So that when he gives me direction, I can trust him. And some people are afraid of missing. I'm not. You don't have to be afraid of anything. You don't have to be afraid of any situation. And in every situation, God is with me. One of Jesus' names is Emmanuel, to make us aware that he came to be with us and he left us with a comforter. So just like Jesus' name is Emmanuel, it means God with us, the Holy Spirit is with us, so we're not alone. So that means it's just not true that we're alone here. And we don't have to behave like we're alone, ever. In any situation, no matter what happens, no matter what kind of disappointment that rushes into your life, and the enemy try to rush him in so that you'll make a quick decision and give him a moment so he can start a seed of deception, which will become the rebellion. That's his intent. But when he rushes into our life with a problem, the Lord is right there. If we can stay focused on the Lord, we see the problem, we know the pain, we know what's wrong, we know it's not of God, but we look to the Lord and we judge it for what it is and act according to the word in every case, we're going to have the success of God. We're going to expose the danger for what it is. We're going to expose those that oppose themselves. We're going to expose all forms of lies, religious beliefs, negative concepts that men came up with for what they are. And then when people are right about something, the light of God's word will approve what's right and deny what's and expose what's wrong for what it is. And then everybody will judge it, will be able to judge it. Now the opponents of Jesus, the Sadducees, Pharisees, the council, the Sanhedrin council, all the priests that were against him, they tried to trap him in his words. Even though they argued among each other, they didn't have the same belief system. They were all enemies to Christ. And they joined their ranks to work against Jesus. And they cooperated with one another to trip up Jesus. And it never worked, because when they asked him hard questions, he gave them the answers of God, because God was right there with him. He kept his eyes on the Lord, not man. See, what I'm saying now is precisely what Jesus did. I'm just making people aware of how to be just like Jesus, who operated just like God. We need to invite the Father's lead in our lives. We need to invite his guidance and yield ourselves to his wisdom. There will never be a time that you're alone and he won't help you to know what to do. Even in weakness, the Lord said, at your weakest moment, he will give you a way of escape so you can bear the temptation. And I've had that to happen. He always made a way of escape so I could get away. If I had just enough strength to run, the Lord enabled me to get away. He always made a way of escape. He's always with me. But as I grew stronger, when a challenge came, he gave me wisdom because I was stronger. But if I was weakened, he made a way of escape so I could take it. And I could continue to honor God in my life. It's all recorded. See, you can watch these things in heaven. Everything I'm saying, one day the Lord may show it to you. The Lord is with us. If we yield to sin, that's because we wanted to, not because it had power over us. And sometimes you're just going to have to put sin far from you. You don't have to sin. We don't have to sin and betray God's word, betray God and betray his people and the people we love. He has things in place so that we can always win. The Lord loves us. He loves us dearly. And as we love each other, See, some things he give us through other people. They may be of another race, another side of town, another neighborhood, another generation. And if we're prejudiced against people, sometimes the people we're that we could be prejudiced against is related to us by the blood of Jesus. And the people he will use to unite us may not be of your race, may not be of your gender, may not be some kin to you. It may not be your pastor. It may have been somebody you had a problem with once, and they got saved, and then you got saved. But when you hear the Father's voice, when you hear his words, it's detectable. Because Jesus said, my sheep know my voice, and they follow me, and a stranger they don't follow. Just like sheep. They don't follow everybody that called them. They follow the one that they've learned to trust. And if we don't learn to trust God, we won't follow him either. We trust him for some things, but why not trust him for all things? That can be a goal. And every surviving, thriving goal will do so if it starts out as a confession. If you can speak it, you can have it. If you can speak something, you can have what you speak. You can have what you say. We're supposed to command our lives. We're supposed to define our lives according to God's word. And everybody uses confessions. They say something, whether it's people in fear, if they keep speaking it, that's what they'll have. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. No man can hide what's in his heart. If it's in his heart, it's coming out. When they commanded Peter not to speak in Jesus' name, he said, we can't but speak because that Jesus was in their heart. His words, his wisdom, his way, the Holy Spirit, the words of the Holy Spirit, the counsel of the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of the Holy Spirit lives in us. And if we yield to the Holy Spirit, then he'll rest upon us. See, the Holy Spirit came to do good things. But if you do things that's not right, then he can't rest on you. And the Lord represented him as a dove twice. First at the flood of Noah, and also when the Holy Spirit came and lighted upon Jesus in the form of a dove. Doves are easily startled. But they're hard-working birds. They will contend for what's right. If you study birds, you'll see that that's a hard-working bird. That bird will do what's necessary. And it doesn't want to be around predators. It comes around peace. I had a dove to build a nest in a flower pot on my front porch. My sister saw it and said, that's a good omen. But the dove was comfortable. I could walk out on the porch and she just stay there. Doves, the Holy Spirit, he'll rest upon us if we love God. But if we have strife in our hearts, unforgiveness, bitterness, doubt, unbelief, fear, the Holy Spirit doesn't want to be around that. You have to, Gideon had to get rid of his father's idols before God could go any further in his life. After the angel appeared to him, he was commanded to tear down his father's idols. And because the men were so contrary, he was afraid to do it in the daytime, so he did it at night, but he did it. And then God gave him, worked a great victory on his behalf and the behalf of the country. And he did it in a way that they couldn't boast about it. That was the most unusual battle in the whole Bible, beside Gethsemane, when Jesus Christ saved our soul. He speaks to us in the heart. The will is formed in the heart. We are righteous because we believe God's word. Remember, the least in the kingdom of God is greater than John the Baptist, who was greater than every prophet, according to Jesus. Never underestimate what people can do if they yield to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit loves us. He protects us. Everything that He shows us helps us to go forward in life. Now, if we're in danger, you got to say something. If you know you're in danger, tell Satan he can't kill people. Tell him if you feel fearful, if you feel like something's threatening your life, you got to say something. Tell Satan to stop his works. He will listen to you because you have authority over him. Don't wait. Don't think that God is going to. Don't get in panic mode and think God's going to do it for you. If the Holy Spirit make you aware of some plot against you, kill the plot by speaking God's word. Tell Satan your plan against me is dead. It'll never work. I rebuke it in Jesus' name. Then pray for. Then involve God. Say, Lord, protect my life. Bless me wherever I go. Keep me safe. Pray in the Holy Spirit if you have to. And then pray whatever unction is on you to do, do it. If you know you need to be praying for somebody, pray until you start laughing about it. If the Holy Spirit gives you utterance, pray until you feel the release in your spirit. I do it till I laugh about it. Because I know to put a demand on that promise for my life or somebody else's. And if I don't know what it is, it's enough for me to pray in the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit knows what He's praying for. But He's using my body. He's using the authority because I have authority in this jurisdiction. I have a body. Everybody that has a body can't control what happens on earth. And we can't control each other's will, but we can speak. We are a speaking spirit. And we can put a demand on the promises of God and change the facts on the ground, wherever they are in this realm. If your son or daughter is in the military in another country and you keep having dreams that they're in danger, pray them till they're safe. Pray for them until they're safe. Take authority for your house. Take authority for your heritage, your children. If your grandchild's in trouble and you can see it, sometime if the Lord give you a vision. You can see who's bothering them. A friend of mine, the Lord told him, he wants to kidnap that girl. He said he's planning it. The Lord told him this. Now, they were in the laundromat, and this man was going to abduct this girl that I know. And he told James, and James rebuked the works of darkness. And James told me, and I rebuked him. I said, Satan, you'll never do it. You can't use that man against that girl. And then he told the girl's mother, and the girl was protected. See, some men will get fascinated with certain girls, and they're bigger and stronger and devious. But the Holy Spirit, if you pay attention, He'll show you. Now, He's not gonna fight your battles for you because He's equipped you. Now, that's what the Lord was showing Paul. My grace is sufficient. If the Lord give you knowledge of something, use your faith and your words and your speech to correct the problem. You don't have to ask the Lord, what should I do? Or whether or not you should pray and take authority. If He showed it to you, it's so that you can take authority. It's so that you can pray. Our prayers avail much. And you have to do what the Lord give you to do. Now, if it's satanic activity, just take authority over it. You don't have to ask the Lord how to handle that. Just take authority over it. If you need more wisdom and counsel and understanding, if you run into problems and you don't know what to do, seek the Lord. Look at Him. Now the problem's over there. You see the problem, but don't focus on it as if the problem is greater than you. And that's what I mean by don't look at the problem. Now you see the problem, you know where it is, you know who it is, you know who's speaking, but don't look at them as a threat anymore. Don't let the challenges look bigger to you than God. Let God look the biggest in your eyes. When the Philistines would come against Samson, he said, I'll just shake myself and I'll take care of it. Because he knew he was anointed. That's the attitude you got to have. Remember, you have the authority here and not Satan. Some people, if they see a lion, they automatically get afraid. Oh, the lion's going to kill me. You have authority over the lion. And God is right there with you. And the lion's right there in front of you. You're the winner. You don't have to be afraid. There was a man named Daniel. He was thrown in the lion's den. And the lions couldn't eat him. Now they're bigger and they're stronger and they're better fighters than we are. All that's true. Now, Samson killed a young lion. A strong young lion. David killed a young lion. With the Holy Spirit with you, if you have to, you can take that lion out. Or the angels can shut the lion's mouth. In either situation, you get to live. And you are made in God's image, not the lion. We have to look at what we have. And take the Lord at His word. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus is our Lord.